For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects. Numbness, tingling, dry cough, weight loss, persistent fever, night sweats, a bad rash, swollen face, trouble breathing, severe allergic reaction, lymphoma, nervous system disorders, tuberculosis, and fatal infections. Time's up. The answer, from Abbott Laboratories. Humira for arthritis, and yes, it is approved by the FDA. Meantime, the drug DEA law judge Francis L. Young called perhaps, quote, the safest therapeutic agent known to man, end quote, marijuana is used by thousands of people worldwide to safely and illegally treat their arthritis. Now this from the Daytona Beach News Journal. Drug evidence thief to cover costs of case. A former sheriff's evidence manager who stole more than $1 million worth of drugs on his watch must repay the state more than $48,000 for the investigation and an audit that led to his arrest, a judge stated on Friday. Timothy Wallace was arrested in February 2004 and pleaded guilty to conspiracy to traffic cocaine and official misconduct. Charges of conspiracy to traffic marijuana and petty theft were dropped. The state offered Wallace an opportunity to waive the $48,000 debt in exchange for truthful evidence about the drugs he took from the Volusia County Sheriff's Evidence Facility, but Wallace refused.
Okay, maybe a little of the money I spend on marijuana winds up in the bad guy's hands.
Correct.
And that's because marijuana is illegal.
Exactly.
When I buy beer, that doesn't support terror because it's legal, right?
Now you got it.
So you're saying if we make marijuana legal and regulate it like beer, it wouldn't support violence?
Did I say that?
Marijuana prohibition. Harmless? Contact the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org. Now this from the San Francisco Examiner. Time for a marijuana sales tax. By shifting to a policy that treats and taxes marijuana like tobacco and alcohol, Californians could gain the following benefits: a decrease in illegal activities surrounding drug sales, government control of marijuana quality, better control of underage access to marijuana, and the removal of the profit motive that attracts sellers, including a substantial number of teenage sellers who most frequently supply other teenagers. Please be sure to join us next week on Cultural Baggage, when our guest will be Chris Fabricant. He's a public defender and author of the new book, Busted. We're going to be doing several shows about that subject, how to keep you and or your children from behind prison bars. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.